Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the funeral has taken place in West Donegal of Moya Brennan. Iran's foreign minister declaims the Strait of Hormuz is completely open while ceasefires last. Detectives investigating an incident at Strabane Magistrates Court yesterday have charged a man to appear in court tomorrow with grievous bodily harm. And the Taoiseach and Finance Minister says the confirmation of the Living City Initiative in Letterkenny will bring a new vibrancy to the town. Meanwhile, the Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kieran Brogan, says it's significant that the maps governing the scope of it have been extended. Later, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:45. And as it's a Friday, beg on nook the going le colum ferreter. But we begin with the funeral mass of Moya Brennan, which took place this afternoon in St. Patrick's Church, Meanwhile. Her remains were then brought to Maharagallan in Gwydor for burial. The service concluded with a sustained standing ovation in recognition of Moya's life and career. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Hundreds have gathered today at St. Patrick's Church, Meanwhile, Crawley, for the funeral of Moya Brennan, one of the most influential voices in Irish music. Each came with their own story to tell of their connection to the First Lady of Celtic Music, including four friends from across the UK and Germany who met at a Clannad concert in 1989. They say they're just one example of how Moya's music helped bring people together. Other attendees of note include U2, Daniel and Magella O'Donnell, Donegal deputies Pierce Doherty and Pat the Cope Gallagher, as well as representatives for the Taoiseach and the President. Father Brian O'Farrell reflected on her remarkable career spanning more than four decades, during which Moya helped bring Celtic and Irish language music to an international audience. Moya will be remembered as a mother, musician and an ambassador to Donegal.
Well, in his homily, the Gwydor Parish priest, Father Brian O'Farrell, said the beauty of Donegal and its people found voice and expression through Moya and her harp.
Through her voice and her gifted playing of the harp, that Moya carried the rugged beauty and that quiet strength, the ancient timeless mystery and the rich soul of Donegal to audiences right across the world. She gives sound to something timeless, an otherworldly or fathomadita. In and through Moya, all of this and much, much more, the ancient Celtic soul found voice and found harp. And we're grateful.
And you can hear the whole of An Tathair O'Farrell's homily on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, Moya's love of Donegal permeated the entire service, with a Donegal jersey among the gifts brought to the altar at the start of this afternoon's funeral mass. Moya's daughter, Aisling Jarvis, explained their significance.
Matthew is bringing up my mum, Moya's harp, to signify her love of music, which was instilled in her from a young age by her parents, Leo and Baba, something she went on to share with the world. Kaylee is bringing up two family photos. One is of Moya and her mother, Baba, in 1953, when she was only a year old. The other is of the four of us, myself, Paul, and our dad, Tim, when she was being announced as Donegal Person of the Year in 2023. Speaking of Donegal, the next gift, presented by Lara, is a baron representing Club Bio, Leo's Tavern, and Donegal. Club Bio was one of Moya's proudest achievements, as she wanted to champion up-and-coming talent on the same stage she found her own voice. Lone Oak is bringing up a concert lanyard from the last gig Mum ever performed. Touring was a major part of her life, starting in the 1970s. Mum shared her songs and voice with people in every corner of the earth. Next, Jessica is bringing up a gift representing Mum's faith. Just before Mum met my dad, Tim, she found her granny, Gran Duggan's, prayer book, something that brought her back to her faith again. A path she has since walked with passion and strength. Donal is bringing up a Donegal jersey to represent her love of sport. Apart from Gaelic and football, Mum loved watching all types of sports, including figure skating, tennis and cricket. She was especially proud to record with the Irish football team singing the opening of Put 'Em Under Pressure for Italia 90.
And that was Aisling Jarvis speaking at her mother's funeral, Moya Brennan, this afternoon. Other news, and Iran's foreign minister has declared the Strait of Hormuz completely open while ceasefires last. Donald Trump, the US president, claims Tehran will keep the vital shipping channel running permanently, saying it'll no longer be used as a weapon against the world. He insists the US naval blockade of the country will continue. In a string of social media posts, the US president also says Israel is prohibited from bombing Lebanon as a 10-day ceasefire takes hold there. Stock markets have rallied and the international price of oil has dropped sharply in the wake of today's developments. Ali Vayaz is from the International Crisis Group, which aims to prevent and resolve deadly conflicts.
This could be a good sign that the parties are getting closer to a framework understanding, which is not a deal that would resolve everything, but at least is an outline of, you know, where a deal could possibly take them in the coming weeks.
Detectives investigating an incident at Strabane Magistrates Court on Thursday, April 16th, have charged a 34-year-old man with attempted grievous bodily harm with intent, assault causing actual bodily harm, and possession of an offensive weapon with intent to commit an indictable offence. He's due to appear at Dungannon Magistrates Court tomorrow. Fianna and Finance Minister Simon Harris says the confirmation of the details of the Living City initiative in Letterkenny will bring a new vibrancy to the town. The scheme, which allows property owners to claim tax relief, allowing for disused or vacant buildings to be converted or refurbished for use as homes, is now open for applications. The maps outlining the scope of eligible areas has been expanded, bringing in parts of Old Town, Ard O'Donnell and other areas outside the immediate town centre. Mayor Councillor Kieran Brogan says that's a very significant development.
Thankfully, it's been well extended all over the town, down into the Old Town area, up around all the hospital area, including the old areas of the town, Ard O'Donnell, and down the Convent Road as well. So, I mean, it's very attractive. It takes in a huge area of the town, and I suppose it's part of the discussion that we would have had at council level, trying to make the area as big as we could to make it the scheme as attractive as possible. So the maps is there now for everyone to see, and the council, our own regeneration team, we're going to too happy to discuss any part of the scheme with anybody that is interested. But again, to have the scheme now in place, it creates long-term certainty for investors and property owners as well. And again, to send out that very strong message that there is opportunity for investment and redevelopment for residential living in and around the Letterkenny area, and we all know there's a huge shortage of residential properties. So schemes like this works very well in tackling the dereliction and also bringing buildings back in for living accommodation.
Talks between trade unions and the government have concluded today, but representatives say strike action remains very much on the cards. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions, SIPTU, FORSA and the INMO were among those who met with cabinet ministers today to discuss the impact of the cost of living crisis on workers. They'll meet again with government officials within the next fortnight. ICTU's General Secretary, Owen Reedy, says he was frank in outlining the potential of industrial action if new pay deals aren't agreed.
These things are inevitable, but that's official industrial action, official strike action, not blockades and wildcat behaviour like we saw last week. I think to call what we saw last week a protest, it's much more than that. It was a blockade, and much of it was illegal. But, you know, again, businesses and farmers seem to be able to do that, but workers can't.
INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says the government now needs to look after workers.
Many of our members work in communities where they use their own car to travel to and from clients in their own homes. We made the point. I think it was heard. I think they know the time frame, and they know the reaction if the answer isn't what we're looking for.
Well, to that, Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers claimed this afternoon the energy measures announced last weekend won't just help hauliers and farmers, they will help general workers as well.
In the context of the reductions in excise, which have benefited every worker in the economy, the extension of fuel allowance for a month benefits low-income households in particular and many workers as well.
The need for streetlights on the back lane at the Old Town area of Letterkenny must be considered as part of a package of measures to address wider concerns. That's according to Councillor Thomas Sean Devine. He raised the need for lights at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this week. He also raised concerns about antisocial behaviour at the rear of the Model Bakery. Councillor Devine says he's waiting on a response.
A lot of residents is using the back lane for parking. They have no parking at the front of their houses now. So they use this area. And I've been contacted a lot of times regarding this. It's an issue ongoing for years at no streetlight in the back lanes. So I've asked again that the council seriously look at this and put streetlight in that area. Now, we have a lot of elderly residents in that area that need this. Wet weather, as we all know that we have here in a regular occurrence, there's a lot of waterlogged in them lanes as well. So we need street light in them areas for those residents over there. There were a lot of issues in the old town area, as I say, raised today about the model bakery. Something needs done with that. The antisocial behaviour, a lot of stuff going on there. So I've asked the council very seriously to take a good look at the old town area and try and come up with solutions to stop antisocial behaviour in that. And street lighting in them areas.
And you mentioned possibly deploying some infrastructure funding within the council to do that, and they seem pretty receptive to that.
Yeah, as I say, today it was raised about Ballymacool Estate to the corner. When you get into the estate, pure dark. Not too bad now in the brighter evenings, but in the winter evenings I had raised with the council with us recently regarding that area, and they were to go and look at the footpath and street lighting fund to see if there was money there, but obviously they come back today to say that there's no funding for that area. And I had offered to use our minor infrastructure fund to cover costs they put on. I think probably take 3-4 lights there, and I'm waiting on a response back on that.
Uisge Éireann says it's continuing its work installing new water mains in the Port na Blah and Chrysla area. The work has been carried out under the National Leakage Reduction Scheme, which is intended to improve water infrastructure across the county. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
More than 800 metres of new water mains have been installed in the Port na Blah and Chrysla areas as part of a water upgrade by Uisge Éireann. This signals the pass of the halfway point of the project, which aims to improve water supply for customers in North Donegal. A further 500 metres of mains are to be laid as part of the project. The project involves the replacement of ageing water mains with new pipes along sections of the N56 between Fochar and Drumrath, and is being delivered as part of Uisge Éireann's National Leakage Reduction Programme. The investment is aiming to reduce leakage, minimise the risk of bursts and strengthen the resilience of the local water network.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal manager Jim McGuinness says they are close to having a full complement of players available for the Ulster Championship opener with Down on Sunday week at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Dara O'Boyle, Oisin Gallen and Kieran Murr, who all missed large parts of the league, are ready to make their returns from injury. Speaking at this morning's Donegal GAA breakfast event at the Clanry Hotel, the county senior boss added that goalkeeper Sean Patton is also in contention for the battle against the Mourne County.
The injuries are clearing up really well at the right time for us. We had most of them fellas on the pitch. Sean is back, going well, thank God, and got the full camp under his belt, so that's a big, big plus, and we'll be in contention for the Down game. Kieran Thompson, thankfully, is doing really well as well. He's in a really good trajectory in terms of his cruciate. Down will be too early for him, but he's definitely in the right direction. Dara is back fit, Kieran Moore is back fit, Oisin Gallen is back fit, so a lot of the fellas that were there, thereabouts, in terms of injuries, they've all sort of tidied up now, and we're getting close to a full complement again.
Well, the first of the Ulster Senior Football Championship quarterfinals is on this weekend, with Derry meeting Antrim at Celtic Park tomorrow from 5. Meanwhile, in the Ulster Minor Football Championship, there's first round action. Cavan meet Carlisle's Donegal at Breffni Park. Derry take on Down at Owen Beg, and Tyrone face Armagh at Hayley Park, all with a 12 noon start tomorrow. And the Donegal Hurlers continue their Christy Ring Cup campaign on Sunday with a trip to Kerry. On the club front, there are 4 games on this evening in the Donegal Senior Hurling League. McCool's host Buncrana, Erua meet Carrin Dunn, St Junans are at home to Dunlow, and Burt take on great rivals Setanta. All those games get underway from 7 o'clock. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps and Derry City are both away from home in the SSE Airtricity League this evening. Harps travel to Dublin to face UCD and will be looking to get back in the win column after a disappointing 2-0 defeat to Cove Ramblers at Finn Park last time out. The Ballybuffet side were 2-1 winners over Willie O'Connor's UCD back in February, but former captain Keith Cowan feels tonight will be a difficult game for Harps to take all 3 points from.
Coming off 2 decent performances before that, UCD was probably one of Harps' best performances and one of the 2 games that they picked up 3 points in already this season in the home tie. So, yeah, look, they'll be going there knowing that they can put on a performance against UCD. UCD have probably been one of the sides that have impressed me more this season, just the way they move the ball. You know, they've got so many powerful runners all over the park. Yeah, they'll be good. They're decent up there. You know, they don't give much away. And like I said, they have quality in a lot of areas, and it'll definitely be a big ask for Harps to go there and pick up 3 points.
We'll have live updates from that game with Dara Walsh from the 7:45 kickoff. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders Cork City face second place Wexford. Cove Ramblers play Longford Town at St Colman's Park. Athlone host Bray Wanderers, and Treaty United go to Tralee for a Munster derby against Kerry. Derry City are winless in their last 7 Premier Division games and face a trip to Tolka Park to take on Shelburne. The Candy Stripes sit 7th in the league table with just 2 victories from their opening 11 games. In other top flight games, current league leaders Shamrock Rovers welcome Bohemian to Talla, St Pat's go to Drogheda United, and Dundalk are at home to Galway United at Oriel Park. In the Irish League Premiership, the title could be decided this evening. Second place Glentoran played leaders Larne at the Oval. A Larne victory on the road and they will be champions again. If Glentoran win, they will go level on points with Larne with 1 game remaining. In local soccer, there are 2 standout fixtures this coming Sunday, both with a 1:30 start. Kildrum Tigers meet Carndonagh in the Ulster Cup final at McGinn Park, while nearby at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds in the FAI Junior Cup, Cockhill Celtic and Letterkenny Rovers clash. Before that, tomorrow in the Charlie O'Donnell Cup final, it's Cairn Youths versus Cockhill Youths at McGinn Park at 2, while in the Ulster Shield final, Bonnygee United meet Mobile Celtic at Ballyar at 5 o'clock. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says they won't be playing for a draw in Sunday's huge Premier League title clash with Manchester City. That would be enough to maintain his side's 6-point advantage over Pep Guardiola's men at the top of the table with 5 games to play, but Arteta has only got victory on his mind.
Opportunity to win on Sunday, arguably against the best team and the best manager that this league has ever seen. That's a huge privilege, and we cannot wait to play the game. We're going to prepare the game to win it, that's for sure. And we see that as a big opportunity for us.
On the other hand, City manager Pep Guardiola admits losing to Arsenal on Sunday would be the end of their bid to win the Premier League title. Manchester United interim head coach Michael Carrick is frustrated with the bans for 2 of his key defenders for tomorrow's Premier League clash with Chelsea. Harry Maguire must watch another match from the stands for comments made to officials about being sent off at Bournemouth. Carrick is also missing Lisandro Martinez for 3 games after he was red carded for pulling the hair of Leeds striker Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Finally for this evening in rugby, there's an Interpro derby between Leinster and Ulster in the URC this evening. Leinster are the visitors to the Aphidia Stadium, with just 1 point separating them and their hosts in the table. The hosts have named a largely unchanged side from their convincing win over La Rochelle in the Challenge Cup, while Leinster are making wholesale changes from their Champions Cup win over Sale Sharks. Kickoff in Belfast is at 7:45. That is all from the Sports Desk for today, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Donal.
Thank you very much. Indeed, Mark. Daniel Kinahan's been arrested in the United Arab Emirates. He was detained on Wednesday on foot of an arrest warrant issued by the Irish courts in relation to alleged organised crime offences. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
Police in Dubai say they've arrested an Irish national for his alleged role in an international organised crime network. It's understood that man is Daniel Kinahan. UAE police say after receiving a judicial file from Irish authorities, they immediately launched intensive search and surveillance operations, leading to the suspect's capture within 48 hours of the warrant being issued. In a statement, Gardaí say they are steadfast in their determination they will pursue those allegedly involved in serious organised crime wherever they go. They also say at this time the arrest remains a matter for authorities in the United Arab Emirates.
The British Prime Minister says he's furious he wasn't told Peter Mandelson failed vetting as part of his appointment as US ambassador. It's emerged the UK's Foreign Office overruled the decision of officials. Keir Starmer says none of his ministers were aware. He's already sacked a top civil servant over the matter, but is facing calls from opposition parties to resign himself. He says he'll make a statement next week.
It is totally unacceptable that the Prime Minister making an appointment is not told that security vetting has been failed. Totally unacceptable. Not only was I not told, no minister was told. And I'm absolutely furious about that. What I intend to do is to go to Parliament on Monday to set out all the relevant facts in true transparency so Parliament has the full picture.
Agus an ish an nocht, a leibh ag Colm Ferter.
Shewer mahas for Colin Ferreter and Shalin the Prief Skilty. Ta Ardan Fiha Fiha Sashe Sholta, Comortus Nua Lahai Groupi, Pobol Giliga August Giltukta, a Hagen Lekele, an Omiyukt, so Comortus Starul a Glorning Ale. Togan Ardan Fiha Fiha Sashe, an tradition at a Glorning Ale, O Milanigate Shaska Sahain, a Rai, Ilai Seher Groupi, Pobol Giliga August Giltukta, a Ahanch August a Kaluru. Ta duish kishtia omlanda art was €3,000, le buench sa comortis, le na neri tart €5,000 dun kedach, agus jai mila dun darna ach, kumai le duish in is na hocht gatagor, agus jai nuish ahantish specialta. Is e an tahru is mo a horhi grupi pobul fui jara, im liana na gume an walturukt, agus an okaj vronta ag tarlu ur ein la a wine, agus an ein another wine, Befalcha riva pobl na geliga frastal na sesiun waltarukta con lerga sa oil hihir grubi pobl geliga agus geltakta fodfad na chira. Be ardan fiha fiha sa she shul in Austin Connacht galiv Neil la jag the man fohor im liana agus isse in kuigu clog Neil la jag the me mehav an sprick am agus data de grupi wailo fo clara don comortus ardan fihi fihi sa she ga holus e glornigail bunkai e. Kelleri u okaj vronta gnevi gelige agus an comortus glor na goman a rare is skeim vantarukta aluna agus gradaim e gnevi e gnevi gelige ata bon o fihi fihi sa hen avion spragan che mclean agus comain agus gelige a usaj valley Nis Monyani agus nis Grivi, mar chodj de Seal Geliga na Holskala. Emliana Glakar Sakahar Grupa idjer o Institute Trio level parts of scheme, mar ein lekid troha Sakahar Maclean, agus id foil manturukta in rich na bliana. Agus Karu Banrian, a kjol tradition to na Chira Shah, Mayani Vrenan, and you, and ye Afran Tari Seki, Imina Wheel, Parashtigi Dor in Yeltart, Ir Yashkert and Hyundai. Jimmer she Chonacher All War, a kjol tradition to, One Nation to, Agus Ijer Nation to, Lelin a Seal, Agus Marri Kjol Seki Gojo, Igriha, a Lucht Lanuna, Agus Lanturi and Grupa Kjol Clanad Marin, Yesh J. Goro, a Hanam Uso. Shimma hodsha illegal illegalier slanagus banakt.
Got a mahogat column, Augustinish, and I'm sure. This evening will be bright and breezy with sunny spells and scattered showers in moderate to freshened gusty south to southwest winds, easing light to moderate later this evening. Tonight, scattered showers will continue in lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees Celsius, light to moderate west to southwest breezes. Tomorrow, Saturday, bright and sunny with scattered showers. They'll die out through the evening. Top temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius in light to moderate west to northwest breezes. The main stories this evening, the funeral mass of Moya Brennan has taken place at St. Patrick's Church in Minowale. The service concluded with a sustained standing ovation in recognition of her life and career. In his homily, Gudor Parish Priest Father Brino Farry said, "The beauty of Donegal and its people found voice and expression through Moya and her harp." Iran's foreign minister has declared the Strait of Hormuz completely open while ceasefires last. Donald Trump claims Tehran will keep the vital shipping channel running permanently, saying it'll no longer be used as a weapon against the world. And detectives investigating an incident at Strabane Magistrates Court yesterday have charged a 34-year-old man with attempted grievous bodily harm with intent, assault occasioning actual bodily harm, and possession of an offensive weapon with intent to commit an indictable offence. He'll due to appear before magistrates in Dungannon tomorrow morning. Back with news again at 7 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 17th of April. The death has occurred of Dan McKeever, Lockhead House, Donegal Road, Killybegs, reposing at his residence this evening from 6 o'clock and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock with rosary both evenings at 9. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary McBride, name McGillian, Woodland, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, which can be viewed online at the parish YouTube channel, followed by private cremation. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Philomena Gormley, Nae McNulty, Glen Mornan, late of 53 Abercorn Road, Derry. Reposing at her late home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Funeral on Monday, leaving her home at 25 to 10 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in Long Tower Church, Derry, followed by interment in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Foyle Search and Rescue, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has occurred of Conal McHugh, Narn Road, Glenties. Connell's remains are reposing at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, until 8 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to palliative care, care of any family member, or James McGuinness, Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Patrick Paddy Ferry, late of Siena Drogheda, Laharnan, Rathmullen and Divine Word Missionaries, Roscommon. Reposing at the home of Mary MacDonald, Moonhaven, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Drogheda, arriving for funeral mass at 2 o'clock, which can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Burial afterwards in Newtown Cross Lawn Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Gerard McLaughlin, Whiston Road, London, formerly of Quigley's Point. Gerard's remains are reposing at his sister Frances Arbuckle's home at Birdstown, Burnfoot. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, going to St. Columba's Church, Drung, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.